Every debate, every machlokas in history has traces to the very first machlokas of all history, of all mankind. The epic fight between Cain and Hevel. In order to comprehend the standoff between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach in this week's parsha, we must understand first the nature of Cain and Hevel and their machlokas. Korach struggled with an identity crisis. Korach was born as a Levi, yet he sought the Kahuna Gedola. He argued that Moshe Rabbeinu was managing his nation with blatant nepotism, reserving all the positions for his family. And Korach was compelled to topple the entire administration. From where did Korach develop such a desire to be the Kohen Gadol? It wasn't just a manifestation of jealousy, of kinah. The Rizal explains that Korach's claim was not too off the mark. Korach was a great tzaddik, and he was actually quite suitable to serve as the Kohen Gadol, points out the Arizal. But it simply wasn't the time. It wasn't ripe yet for Korach's ability to be the Kohen Gadol. Korach's time to be the Kohen Gadol was set for the days of Mashiach. The Rizal points to a remez depicting Korach's acclaimed tzidkus in the last letters of the word, the Sofer Tevos, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach. The tzadik's going to blossom like a date. And the Sofer Tevos, Tzadik is a kuf and a katamar is a ration, Yifrach is a ches, that spells Korach. Tzadik Katamar Yifrach. Korach will emerge as a tzadik in the end, in the times of Mashiach, but not in the Midbar. So in essence, Korach's interest in the Kuna Gadola was on point. He had it as part of his neshama. It wasn't jealousy. Korach felt a deep connection to the Kuna Gadola. But from where did that come from? If we could dig deeper, where did the desire, the lust, the interest of being a Kohen Gadol, where did that burning passion come from? So, going back in history to Cain and Hevel parallel the Kohen and the Levi, respectively. Kohanim are wired with a certain amount of kinah and jealousy, dating back to the times of Cain. Sometimes kinah can be translated into jealousy, envy, and spite, as in the case of Cain himself. Other times, kinah can express itself as zealousness, passion, and loyalty, as in the case of Pinchas HaKohen. Bikano as kinasi, the Pasuk says. So Kohanim have that kinah, DNA, that gene, but that kinah could translate in two directions. So Kohanim and Cain go hand in hand. Levim are traced back to Hevel. Hevel means steam or vapor. The word Hevel means steam or vapor. Breathing. When an individual speaks or sings, the speech, the sound, the breath that exudes from the mouth is described by Chazal as Hevel. Levim possess the power of song and music, the power of Hevel. On the other hand, however, Hevel can also be used in the negative, Lashon Hara and the like. So every Koach has a positive angle and a negative angle. Cain and Kohanim and Hevel and Levim. The Rizal says something incredible about the relationship between Moshe, Korach, and Hevel, piecing everything together. See, every neshama has positives and negatives, similar to atoms. Atoms, they're electrons and they're protons. Protons are the positive energies, and electrons are the negative energies. The highest level, the highest bond is when there's an equilibrium between the positives, the negatives, the protons, and the electrons. That equilibrium is really the highest form. Hevel says that Rizal had 37 protons, positive amounts of energy, alluded to in the Gematria of Hevel. Hey, Beis Laman is 37. Hevel also had 308 electrons, negative energies, if you will, which were all taken by Korach, who has shared the same Gematria of 308. This too is alluded by, as I said, in Korach's name. Hevel is 37 positive energies and Korach is 308 negative. Moshe Beinu was the equilibrium when the positives and negatives met each other. When you add 308 plus 37, you get the 345, which is the Gematria of Moshe Beinu. Moshe Beinu was the equilibrium between both the protons and the electrons, the positives and the negative energies. You see, Korach was a complex individual who not only drew strength from Hevel, from the Levi side, the negative energies, but he also, some neshamas are very complex, he also garnered properties and character from Kayin, from the Kohen side, explains Arizal. It was the element of Kayin from within Korach that activated that magnetic pull towards being a Kohen Gadol. It was the kinah within him that provoked the events of Parshas Korach. The Kohen inside, he had that. And so since Korach had the element of Kayin within him, the punishment handed down to Korach was Vatiftacha Aretz Pia Vativla Osam, let the mouth of the earth open up and swallow him up. This echoed the outcome of Kain's murder of Hevel. Vata Arura Tamin Adama, you're going to be more cursed than the ground. Asher Patsas Pia, that opened up its mouth to swallow your brother Hevel. Lakachat Estimeachecha Miadecha. The same punishment handed down. It was a mita keneged mita. Kayin caused Hevel's blood to be absorbed in the ground. And mita keneged mita, many, many generations later, Korach, who carried that neshama of Kayin, was buried in the ground. Moreover, the pasuk describes Hevel's screaming from beneath the ground, Kol d'me'achecha tzoakim elai min adam, I hear the screams of your brother, Hashem tells Kayin. This parallels the Gemara Babasa and Sanhedrin that Korach screams from beneath the ground every month, Moshe Emes v'sarasa Emes, that screaming from below the ground, from the place of Gehenna. And the Chida notes that the Gematria of, if you spell out the letters Kuf Nun Yud Nun, Kuf Vav Nun rather, or rather Kuf Yud Nun of Kayim, Kuf Vav Pe, Yud Vav Dalad, Nun Vav Nun Kayim, that equals 309, which is the Gematria of Korach, Imakolel, and plus the letters. So we see that this element of Korach has Hevel and Kayin, and that was his struggle. He was a Levi, he wanted to be a Kohen. In the end, after all the tikkunim and rectifications, even Korach will be redeemed and have the opportunity to fulfill his potential in achieving the status of Kohen Gadol. We should be zochah to see that day soon. B'mehira b'yameinu. Amen, amen.